Do you want to get more clients and impact the world? Do you want to position yourself as a go-to expert in your niche? Hi, my name is Nick Tai. I'm a coach, copywriter, and content marketer. In this podcast, you are going to discover inside the secret on content marketing, funnel building, and persuasion. So join me now on Content to Clients podcast. And also check contenttoclientpodcast.com for more information. Hey, what's going on? It's Tai here. So this is today's news that Trump's just lost his Twitter and Facebook account, right? So he lost the entire power on social media. Now, no matter if you feel happy or if you're angry, now we can actually learn something really valuable here, right? So because this is not a single incident, we can learn so much marketing lesson from this one. Now, the marketplace is an ever-changing world. So there are actually many things that we have to prepare in order to survive and in order to thrive for long term, right? So I remember a few years ago, I got a friend. He owns a really big Facebook page about how to lose weight, right? So he got the 10 million fans on his fan page. But after a Facebook update, he lost his entire business because right now, every time he posts something, only few people can see the post, right? And it happens again and again. So I remember a few years ago, there are people that are building auto-block, which means there's blocks that can generate content automatically. But nowadays, they are all out of business because Google changed its algorithm. So right now, those auto-block cannot even get ranked, right? So we are in the ever-changing world, especially when we are doing content marketing. You want to remember your platform may change, right? So today I want to talk about two important principles we have to keep in mind when it comes to content marketing. So the first one is diversify. You always want to diversify your traffic source. You not only want to be on Instagram, you also want to be on Twitter, on Facebook, on different social media, and also on blog, on YouTube, on podcasts, so that if for any reason that you lost one of them, you can still survive. You can still get traffic for your business. And the second one is you always want to build your email list, right? Which means you want to have your own email newsletter and you need to have some subscriber. The reason why is because email is by far the most consistent and stable traffic source. It doesn't change much, right? I know that Google tried to control email traffic. That's the reason why you can see the interface on Gmail. Right now, they have a promo tab, but still, you have still way more control on your email account. So always try to build email list, right? And if possible, try to build a physical mail list. So you want to diversify your traffic source and also you want to build a list. So in marketing, we always have the traffic we control, which is our ad, which is our social media, and the traffic we own. So when you own the traffic, which means people cannot take it away, there's no one can say, hey, I want to ban your Gmail so you can no longer send email from your email account, right? So remember, diversify and always build an email list or physical mail list. So that's it for today. I know it's short, but I hope you learned something from here. So I hope you enjoyed that. I will see you soon in the next episode. Hey, thanks for listening. To learn more about how to get more clients using content marketing, please check contenttoclientspodcast.com. Also, you can check my personal blog at nicktai.com. Thanks again. This is Nick Tai. Be sure to subscribe to my channel, and I will see you soon in the next episode.